Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. This show endeavors to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every week. We're here from 8 to 10 every Sunday night. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us. We think we've got some great straight-ahead jazz sounds for you tonight. And we're going to do installment two of our highlight artists of the week, tenor sax man Flip Phillips. As I noted in the previous show, he became a star as a jazz tenor sax soloist in the Woody Herman First Heard around 44 to 46. Woody Herman disbanded. He joined Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic and toured the world with the Philharmonic for about 10 years. And then he split off and spent most of his time freelancing with different small groups. We're going to open up our salute to Flip with something from the Cole Porter songbook, What Is This Thing Called Love? And he's backed by a really all-star rhythm section. Most of them traveled with him around the world. As a member of the Jazz at the Philharmonic, we got Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Alba Stroller on drums. This is What Is This Thing Called Love? Thank you. Yes. Flip Phillips on tenor sax. Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? And fine rhythm section backing him up. Oscar Peterson on piano. Barney Kessel on guitar. Ray Brown on bass. Eric Solo on drums. And there's a little brief muted trumpet solo there by Charlie Shavers.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group headed up by a bassist, Oscar Pettiford. It's from a CD entitled First Bass, and it was issued on the International Association of Jazz Record Collectors label. In addition to Oscar on bass, we've got Lee Konitz on alto saxophone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Kay Winding on trombone, Phineas Newborn on piano, and Kenny Clark on drums. This is Oscar Hammerstein, Jerome Kern tune entitled All the Things You Are. Thank you. That was Oscar Pettiford with All the Things You Are. In that case, it was Oscar on bass, Phineas Newborn on piano, and Kenny Clarke on drums. The CD is entitled First Bass, and it was an anthology of Oscar's work from 1953 to 1960. So all the musicians listed in the liner notes didn't appear on that particular one.
Let's continue with our highlighting the saxophone artistry of Flip Phillips. And we're going to continue with an old standard, All of Me. And this is a Flip Phillips quintet recorded on the Clef label back in September of 54. And here again, he brings in appears to be his favorite rhythm section at that time, at least for recording purposes. We got Oscar Peterson back on piano, Herb Ellis is back on guitar, Ray Brown's back on bass. Now that was a working trio at the time, and then they brought in on drums Buddy Rich, and this is Flip's version of All of Me. Thank you. yes, that's our Spotlight Artist of the Week, tenor sax man Flip Phillips, with a little romp through All of Me. And Flip didn't give anybody else any solo space, except he got trading four bars with the drummer Buddy Rich, but that was a swinger all the way through. All of Me by Flip Phillips.
Well, next we'll feature another bassist. This time it's Larry Gray, a Chicago musician, and it's from a CD entitled Chicago Jazz Tour, released by a company called Big Chicago Records in 1997. In addition to Larry on bass, we'll hear from Joel Spencer on drums, Ed Peterson on soprano sax, and Michael Kokor on piano. It's a tune that Larry wrote entitled Baby Cynthia's Waltz. Thank you. And it's Baby Cynthia's Waltz, featuring Larry Gray on bass, Joel Spencer on drums, Ed Peterson on soprano sax, Michael Kokor on piano, from a CD entitled Chicago Jazz Tour, which features about 13 different groups from the same number of different jazz clubs in Chicago. It was produced by Big Chicago Records in 1997.
Well, we're going to return to our spotlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Flip Phillips. As I stated at the outset of the show, he worked with the Woody Herman First Heard and traveled around the world with the Jazz to Philharmonic, and then he settled in Florida, worked various clubs in Florida for a long, long time. And this is an Arbor CD recording Flips Phillips Quartet at the Baywoof. This is recorded live in Florida. And they do a little thing written by Oscar Pettiford called Trichotism. And the accompanying rhythm section is all new to me, but they obviously worked with Flip for a long time. They were a very tight group. There was Tom Howard on piano and keyboards, Don McLean on drums, and James John Mason on bass. And so let's listen to Flip live in a club in Florida in 1977. Yeah. Yes, that applause was not in the studio. That was applause was in the Baywolf Jazz Room in Florida, 1977. Flip worked there for quite some time with a local rhythm section, and that was a fine swinging version of a kind of a classic, now a classic composition by bassist Oscar Pettiford called Trichotism.
Well, next we'll hear from Kay Winding and J.J. Johnson from a CD entitled Nuff Said, released on the Bethlehem label in 1994. In addition to J and K on trombones, we'll hear from Dick Katz on piano, Al Harwood on drums, and Mill Hinton on bass. It seems like the baseball season just won't go away. We heard earlier from a CD entitled First Base. Now we'll listen to JJ's tune entitled Stolen Base. J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding with J.J.'s tune Stolen Bass. In addition to J and K, you heard Dick Katz on piano, Al Harwood on drums, and Milt Hinton on bass from a Bethlehem CD entitled Nuff Said.
Well, we've heard Flip do a lot of medium tempo swingers, and so it's time to show off his ballad artistry, and so we're going to do something from his Verve CD, Swing is the Thing, and Flip surrounds him with some of the young and upcoming jazz artists in the world of jazz that all made their mark since the time this record was recorded, and it includes Howard Alden on guitar, Benny Green on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Kenny Washington on drums, all leaders on their particular instruments. Now, I've never heard a jazz version of this particular ballad, but I think Flip does a very nice job on Music Maestro, Please. There's a composition I've never heard any jazz artist play, and it's a beautiful composition, Music Maestro Please. And Flip dug that one out from the archives. By Flip, I mean our highlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Flip Phillips. Also heard a nice piano solo there by Benny Green. And Howard Alden on guitar got a nice one chorus. And we had Christian McBride on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. It was cut on the Verve label under the title Swing Is the Thing. It was recorded in 1999 in New York City. So what's up next, Al?
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m., and we're going to take a break now for the news, and then we'll be back with the second hour. I'm Al Korns. Your co-host has been Kent Lindquist, and I'm going to wrap up this hour featuring another tenor saxophone great, Harold Land. It's from a CD or an LP entitled Harold and the Land of Jazz on a contemporary label. So in addition to Harold on tenor, we'll hear from Rolf Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. The tune's written by Carl Perkins and it's entitled Groove Yard. Thank you.